You're listening to High Frequency Healing on the Superpower Up podcast, the show that explores the awakening of superpowers through higher dimensional healing.
Hello, this is Angela Maria, one of the Superpower Up hosts, and you're listening to High Frequency Healing Show, Awaken Superpowers Through Higher Dimension Healing. The only difference between where you are to where you want to be is the actions you take here and now to heal your life. Let's take a deep breath and be here and now. I invite you to enjoy this time together. So here we go. And I want you to welcome again, and it's an honor to have Jennifer Weber again in my show, because today she has huge news, and I'm so excited about her news. I don't want to say anything yet because I want Jennifer to be the one introducing the news. And today we're going to be talking about clarity on life's purpose. Spirit works through Jennifer, facilitating whether healing is necessary. She's a conduit for God's message to release fear and self-sabotage. She finds people's blocks to heal them, opening their pathways to the miracles waiting to come into their lives. One of her most popular media topics is clarity on life's purpose or desires. And she says people often don't know what is it they truly want out of life or what gifts they have to share. Her hope is to illustrate how throughout your life, you are created, shaped, and given experiences which guide you into who you were meant to be and what you are here to do. Her calling is to guide people into the path that was created for them and begin living the life they dream by consciously co-creating it with God. Please join me to welcome again Jennifer Weber. Jennifer, so happy you're here.
Thank you so much, Angela Maria. What a wonderful introduction. So happy to be here. I love it. I love talking to you. Thank you.
Me too. And I am so excited because I do believe in the power of creation. And when you create, it's because whatever you are creating, you were guided from a divinity, the divinity that you are, because somebody or many people around the world are in need of that message of your creation. So please start with what's your healing superpower, and then please tell us the big news you're having to share today with us.
Wonderful. Thank you. I'd love to. Well, let's see. So my healing superpower is, you know, I really feel people's emotions, and that makes me, you know, a very strong empath. I really connect with people on that level. And I would say how to describe some of the things that I do are, you know, I'm an intuitive spiritual guide. When I move out of the way, I allow spirit to speak through me, and this guides people onto their path, you know, figure out where their blocks are, helps move them into the direction they were created to be, you know, from day one. So those are the things that I do when I work with people, and I connect with them and their divine energy. And so those are some of my healing superpowers. And I wrote a book to illustrate a lot of the things that have been coming to me throughout my life and have been getting stronger and stronger based on this connection. So the book is called Living Guided: Divine Power is Always and Forever with You. It's a journey of discovery in my life, realizing that divine was always with me, and that all I needed to do to tap into that power of divinity was to make a conscious connection on my part. And from that point forward, just everything changed. Everything shifted. It's just a beautiful way to live. My book comes out, we're launching the book on September 24th. And so that's our big announcement date. So that's coming right up here. And it'll be available on paperback, in paperback version in Kindle. So I'm really excited.
I don't think that we're going to be able to air this interview before the release, but for sure, when you're listening, the book is already out there. So please, 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 if you are in your life at this point where you are just kind of feeling lost, down, like, what am I doing here? What is the purpose of all of this? Why do I have to go through all of these? Why am I incarnating in this life experience that I'm not enjoying? I'm not happy. This is not at all, not even close to what I wanted when I was a kid. If you feel tired and disappointed of your work, of your job, of your relationship, about the money you have in your bank account, whatever is that area of your life or areas in your life that you feel it's not exactly what I wanted and that you're giving the power to that situation to bring your energy down, I will recommend that you read this book. I had the opportunity, as I said it before, to interview Jennifer, and we were talking about specifically how to let the divinity come out. We don't need to open anything to just let it come in. It's there. You just need to open the door to let it act through you. And I have had the opportunity to touch Jennifer energy through all of these interviews. That's one of my other superpowers too. And it's just being able to connect with people's energy and know exactly what is the divinity acting and going through the person. And I know that Jennifer has a powerful message for you if you're going through these places, these points in life. But also if you just feel like, what if I am more aware of the divinity? What's the divinity? What is this girl talking about? If it is creating questions about, what if? Get the book. I do believe that one of the big steps and actions we need to take right now is to open up to different kinds of information. Different information from the one we have been growing and from the one that we listened and heard before when we were growing up, because most of that information is limiting you. So open yourself to new information. And I know that this book, Jennifer, has a lot of messages. What do you think? Am I talking too much?
No, I love it. Thank you so much. What a wonderful introduction to the book and to start the conversation going with these ideas and inspiring thoughts. So much of, as you're speaking, I'm like, oh my goodness, so much to talk about and to discover here and uncover. Really excited about sharing this information with people. So as you know, and as we've talked, you know, I tap into divine energy and I connect with that. And one of the most recent pieces of, I guess, guidance, I would say, put it this way, that I received was, this was very recent, and I understand this now, why the timing is so important. Divine, you know, God, higher power, however you want to call this, we'll say God here, you know, in this sentence. God wants us to get it now, not in another lifetime, not in another incarnation. However, you know, you see this as, you know, your life's process. You're here and you come back. He doesn't want you to get it later. He wants you to get it now. And understanding that when we tap into this divine energy source, He can inform you, he or she, you know, this beautiful higher power can inform you on the next step, and the next step, and the next step in your life. But it's really, really, really crucial and important that you get it now. And it's not just you. It's where we are, you know, as human beings on this planet right now. We're in a crucial time. And I don't say that as if things are dire, not in any way. In fact, just the opposite. We're in a crucial time to level up big time. There are a lot of teachers, a lot of coaches, a lot of guides, and this is a good thing. This is a beautiful thing because humankind is now starting to evolve really on a high, quick level. It's why I believe that communication has sped up so quickly. We instantly hear from one another. We instantly learn things from one another. We're instantly guided from one another, through one another. And this is for all for good. because we're ready to start really becoming, we're enlightened. We're becoming an enlightened being at this time. It's crucial that you get it now. And what I mean by get it now, know what you're here to do. Know what you were born into this world for this time for a reason. It's not an accident. Your soul is here to give something now. And that's why it hurts when you feel stuck. It's why it hurts when you feel like you're playing less than what you are capable of. It's why it hurts when you don't know. Because that pain, that feeling of, I just feel stuck and I just don't know which direction to turn, what's my purpose. It's God pushing you to find out, to know, to discover what that is or what those many things you are here to do are. A way of living that you're contributing here now, not later.
Jennifer, I just love all about this because that has been one of my experiences. My life changed a lot when I realized I am the divinity. And the divinity is just there waiting for me to let that power come through my actions, my thoughts, my desires. But I know that is a concept that is not so easy to understand and to digest, but I love the simple words, and I am sure that living guided divine power is always and forever with you is going to have that specific word for the person, the people who are just waiting for something else to happen in their lives without just making a huge effort. Because I do believe, as you do, that connecting to divinity is just a matter of being aware of that and with the intention, I'm here, I'm open.
Yes, so, absolutely.
Tell us, where can people go to find out more about you? And also, where can they go to get your book?
Wonderful. Yes, please go to my website and you can see more information about me there. You can contact me and there will be a link on there as well for the book. But you can go on Amazon and purchase the book directly from there as well. And my website is www.listen2guidance.com. So that is listen2guidance.com.
And we've been talking with Jennifer Weber about clarity on life's purpose. When we come back from this short break, we're going to talk more about her healing superpowers. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you here to change the world? Do you talk about things like vibration, frequency, awakening, and consciousness? Are you pretty sure you have superpowers? The Superpower Net is unlike normal coaching programs and conscious communities. We provide training, intuitive guidance, peer-to-peer learning, intensive one-on-one coaching, and a high vibrational network of people just like you. When you join the net, you get 24/7 access to a collaborative group of people who support you as you master your personal power and unlock your superpowers. If you're ready to use your superpowers to change the world, then join the Superpower Net today. Visit superpowerexperts.com/the net to learn more.
We are back and you're listening to High Frequency Healing Show. Today we are talking with Jennifer Weber about clarity on life's purpose. In my own experience, Jennifer and listeners, I was able to identify my purpose when I realized that I was that divinity and that my real purpose in life was to incarnate that divinity. But it comes along with the word mission. So I would like to know, Jennifer, if there was a burning bush moment that made your heart desire changing your path in life and realizing this is my purpose, this is my mission, this is why my soul made the decision to incarnate right here and right now.
Yes. Oh, wow. And absolutely. There was one moment that shifted it all, for sure. But I will say that, you know, and this is what I write about too, because I want people to understand that your whole life, you know, everything that you've experienced right up until where you are right now, everything has been kind of shifting, experiencing their hints and guideposts along the way to start to create this person or this essence of who you are. And it's giving you, it's refining all of this to come to a point where you're ready to really contribute that gift. And you know, you're contributing all along the way, whether you know it or not, you really are. But there is so much refinement that's going on, so many things that you experience in your life that really prepare you. And then finally you get to this point wherever that is in your life where boom, it's like, it's all coming together. It culminates into this, you know, oh, no wonder I was interested in this, you know, playing an instrument for me and being on stage and singing and acting and all of those things. That it was to prepare me to do the kind of work that I'm doing now, where I'm going to go from here. And everything kind of feeds into everything else. So it makes you this well-rounded soul that comes with a lot of great things, not just one gift, but many. But my burning bush moment, I would say, when I really got this like light bulb turned on, this aha moment, as people like to say, I was, you know, going through a really difficult, I was in a really difficult marriage. It was very painful. And I realized for my survival and happiness and thriving in life, you know, really just to be able to live the way I felt guided to live, I needed to move on from that. And in the divorce that I was going through, I thought getting divorced was going to make everything easier because it's going to be over and I can move on. But the divorce process itself was excruciatingly painful. And I finally got to the point where I just, you know, said, I cried out to God. I said, what do you want from me? I don't understand why everything is so hard when I do things out of love. And it my whole life was just extremely painful at this point. And I didn't understand why. And I said, okay, here you go. I give you my life. Take it over. Whatever you say, tell me to do, I will do it. And it sounds like this is a great agreement I just made with God, but I was not a happy person at that moment. When I was saying this, it was kind of like a challenge. Like, okay, you do it. Obviously I can't get it right. And I swear, it just, from that point forward, my whole life changed. The divorce ended almost immediately after that in this strange series of events that happened, and it was being dragged on forever, and it just miraculously ended. Beautiful things started coming into my life, and I was being led and guided throughout this whole process, by the way. It wasn't just that moment, but I had to open my eyes to that, and I needed to have some gratitude, for one, and I did. I started, you know, I was really humbled at that point, and I started having a lot of gratitude for where God was moving me and taking me, and I was really listening, and I started to make the connection, oh, that's how it works. I need to connect, I mean, consciously connect with God here. Listen to what he has to say, what he's prompting me to do, that intuition that I'm getting. Listen to it, do it, whether I understand it or not. Usually I don't. Mm-hmm. And then the reward is on the other side of that, and it's profound. It's unbelievable. And I started living my life in that way. And then I started teaching that just to people who are close to me. And I realized, this is my mission. This is what I'm here to do. I'm really here to show people that this connection is how it all works. And that's how we discover more about what we're here to do, our mission in life, what we are here for in this time. I finally discovered it through that.
Jennifer, I had another question, but I want to ask this before, because you talk about intuition. And in my own experience, there is no way I could have heard or feel my divinity guidance without intuition.
Right.
So what is intuition?
Yes. So intuition can come in a lot of different, you know, ways or forms, you know, but really what it comes down to is like you just feel a prompting, and some people go, well, how do I know if it's me or if I know if it's God and intuition? How do I know if it's right? I'm scared to do it because it's just pushing me out of my comfort zone and all these things. And I just say, just take a deep breath, you don't have to do it all now, all the promptings that are coming in, because that gets people into overwhelm and fear and whatnot. Just try it with small things first. So let's say, for instance, and I've used this example before, but it's such a great example because it's a small thing that I did that I felt prompted to do that turned into just unbelievable, life-changing. So it can work in just by you doing little things that aren't so risky, that don't feel like a big deal to you, but they turn out to be wonderful blessings, you know, with the outcome of it. So, for instance, I really felt a strong pull to read a book that had been sitting on my shelf for a while. And it's so easy for us to dismiss these little hints, these little intuition. I like to say they're kind of like divine saying, hello, you know, over here. Mm-hmm. And I saw that book and I thought, that's funny, because I haven't read that book in a couple of years, few years. And but for some reason it was standing out to me. So I pulled it off the shelf and I was reading it. And Making Your Dreams Come True, it's by Marsha Weider. And I was reading that and I had a friend coming over to do a coaching session and I was cleaning up for her to come over. And I felt, no, don't put the book away. Leave it out for her to see it. So I put it on my dining room table. I left it face up, picture of Marsha on there, and left it at that. So she came over. I didn't know why I was prompted to do that. That's the intuition, right? It's just a little prompting, like, I don't know why, but I feel like I'm supposed to do that. So I did it. She came in, she made a beeline for the book, and she said, I know her. And I said, you know Marsha Weider? And she goes, yeah, I know her. In fact, I was praying on who I should take with me to this conference in Los Angeles that Marsha is holding. And
wow.
Yeah. And she said, I realize it's you. And I said, well, I can't believe it. That is so awesome. And she told me about it. So I went and I met so many incredible people. It changed my life, who fueled the process and completion of my book, and who now are working with me and helping me to launch the book. And in, you know, it built my list from what I learned in that conference to, you know, thousands of people. And it's, that would not have occurred had I not gone to that conference, all from just feeling and listening to right there. That's the key. You got to listen to it. You have to listen to it when it happens. Do it now. So I heard it. I listened to it. I did it right away. And that was the benefit, the blessing, the unbelievable miracles that came of that. Just profound. And that's how it works.
Yes. And I just love something you said before, and it's just follow, be obedient to that intuition, especially with the small things, because I understand if you have never worked with intuition, all of this topic about listening, the divine guidance is new for you. And suddenly you have this prompt, this idea, this feeling like I should quit my job and go to Africa. It's a huge thing. If you have never been working with this, I understand the fear and the feeling. But as you said it, just start with little things like this. Let your book open there. Go read this book. Go for a walk. Hug a tree. Drink more water. Eat more vegetables. Like those kind of things that are not really causing any major impact in your life, start working on that. Developing intuition, in my experience, is like going to the gym. If you want a bigger muscle, you need to keep on working on that muscle and lifting weights and do more exercise and more water and more protein and all of the things involved. And then you're going to be ready and more confident to start taking those steps and following the guidance. Because if you develop your intuition, but you get guidance and you don't follow the guidance, it's like wanting a big muscle without going to the gym or doing any exercise with the muscle.
Right. Absolutely. It's gaining that trust, building that muscle, that intuitive muscle. Absolutely. And the more you do it, the more trust you have, because you realize you don't have to know the outcome or even let's say, for instance, you feel a hit of intuition and then you start kind of putting on it what you think the outcome of following that should be. What I'll say about that is the outcome really isn't up to you, or it's not even knowable. Then don't worry about the outcome. Just listen to the guidance and be obedient to that guidance first. The outcome will be what the outcome will be. That's up to God. But just the obedience to guidance is really the requirement. And from there, you don't know. The outcome could be the benefit, or the blessings of the outcome could be much further down the road. And then you'll look back and go, wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know that would happen. And it's been happening to you. It's not like all of a sudden now it's just going to start occurring. It will just be more apparent to you, and then you won't miss out on opportunities to listen to those promptings and bringing the blessings that they have to give you, because you will now be very consciously aware of doing it, and you'll do it more and more and more. That's where the co-creating with God comes in. And then, you know, now we can start talking about purpose and what all that means.
Yes, specifically because intuition is a key for clarity. There is no way you're going to have clarity if you have not developed that intuition. But before, we also need to know and have a clarity about what is purpose, Jennifer. What's purpose, and what's the difference between purpose and mission, if there is any difference?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, for one, I'll say, you know, the whole book thing happening, I believe was, you know, it happened because I started really getting clarity on what it is I was here to do. And then when you do that, and then also you start listening to the promptings that come in because of what you said you're here to do, God's going to start sending you things that help you on that path, that will assist you along your way. And they will be, you know, step by step by step promptings that say, okay, you said, you know, this is God saying this to me, you know, in a way. You said you want to coach people and help people and guide people and bring them closer to me. So now that you've said that, you've made that your statement, you've made that your mission, you've made that very clear, you understand that now. Put the book out, leave it on the dining room table, face up. And that's all the instruction that he gave me. And I said, okay, I'll do that. And so there is one huge step that led to a lot of things that really served me in that mission. So having clarity will bring in a lot of the then hits of intuition and promptings that are going to start to give you the steps to get you there. You don't have to know how it all is going to work out. All you need to do is say what you want to do. Hear the promptings, listen, feel the promptings that are coming in, like, ooh, I need to do that. Ooh, I need to do this. Ooh, I need to do that. And then as you are guided to those things that you need to do, just start doing them. And get real fearless about just following through on it and release the need to know what the outcome of those things will be. Just go to a place of trust in that you're going to be guided step by step. You don't have to have all the whole big picture yet. Just where you want to go, what you want to do. So how do we gain clarity on that, though? How do we get that idea, that mission, that purpose? Mission is great. I kind of like that a little bit more than the word purpose, although they can be interchangeable. I think mission has a bigger feeling to it, has more emotional impact. It's almost like my whole heart, mind, body, and soul was created to do this thing or these many things. And that can be kind of a big mission. Like my mission is to have people connect closer, have a closer connection with God so that they can now live into what they were here to do, what they were created to do now, and be guided along the way. My mission is to do that, to bring people closer to that divine energy and know what they're here for. So when you have a mission, when you understand what that is, first of all, we need to find out. And a lot of people don't know what that is, or they have some hints. Start to, you know, connect with the divine. So ask. Ask and you shall receive, right? So it's said that way for a reason. It's that conscious connection. Make the connection. Ask. If you want to know what you're here for, ask what you're here for. Ask God to guide you. Ask God to help you understand and get some clarity. You can ask in meditation. You can ask in prayer. And then allow some imagery to come in. Start picturing yourself doing things that you love to do. Whatever it is, even if it's a walk in nature, start picturing yourself doing those things and the feeling of doing those things. Take some time to really meditate on that. Play some beautiful meditative music, whatever you like to listen to that doesn't have words. And just listen, because your essence is going to be speaking to you through feeling good. And when you're listening to this beautiful music, you're nice and quiet. This is a nice quiet space where you're not going to be interrupted. And start just feeling into seeing yourself, visualizing yourself in surroundings that are beautiful to you, in doing things that you enjoy. And it might be a little emotional because maybe you've sort of not allowed yourself to enjoy life to the degree that you feel like you'd like to. And so, you know, when you allow yourself to go there, God, I miss taking walks in nature. I miss being out in the beauty of it all. I don't even give myself a chance to do that anymore. I miss playing with my kids. I don't do that enough. And so it's okay to feel the different emotions that are going to rise. But the one thing I will say to you while you're doing this is feel into the good feelings as much as you can. Let it feel good. And that's why also say to people, play music that's uplifting, that sounds beautiful, that kind of keeps you in that state of mind where it's beautiful. And you're not going to the pain, you're going to the beauty. And all of a sudden, things are going to start kind of coming in, like, oh, I'd really love to do that. Oh, I'd really love to do that. I'd really love to do that. And as these images come in, you're going to start to see a little bit more about who you are, what you like, what you want out of life. And then as you're connecting with divine, as you're asking for guidance, do ask for guidance. You're going to get it. You will. Some little things are going to come in. You're going to get songs are going to come in. They're going to come in and just hear. You're going to hear exactly what you need to hear. Someone's going to say something. It's going to be exactly what you needed to hear. You're going to be guided. You're going to hear a prompting, like, you need to do this. You need to turn down this road instead of that road, or go this way instead of that way. On and on and on. In this way, you're going to start getting these hits of intuition, these little promptings, these little feelings that you're supposed to do this thing or that thing. Start becoming obedient with them. And God is not going to give you more than you can handle. He's just not. So it's okay to take the baby steps and the baby promptings, because it's amazing what even those little ones will do. They can actually change your life, or they can just advise you more onto the next step, what that step is.
Jennifer, I love this because it has specific actions. And I want to share so quickly. I was doing that for a while before going to sleep. And in the morning, when I was just waking up, that transition between being asleep and open your eyes and being aware, that transition right there, I remember I was putting the intention to listen, to be able to see, to be able to connect. A beautiful thing showed up. It was an image, sometimes was a word, sometimes a sentence from a person that I didn't even know came into my mind. And I remember I woke up right away and write it down. Because if I didn't write it down at that moment, I said, okay, I will write it later. I remember day four, I didn't write it down and I forgot. Like, this is the time I can remember. Please do it. Follow these steps. Trust. Do not believe Jennifer. Do not believe me. I love when people say, you're crazy, Angela. And I say, yes, I'm so crazy. Just verify by yourself. Because this is not about growing your belief system. This is about you verifying every single word Jennifer is saying. And just verify it. Just do it and see what happens. So, Jennifer, your calling, and you said it in the bio, is to guide people onto the path that was created for them and begin living the life they dream by consciously co-creating it with God. Yeah. And I love this, Colleen, specifically is very aligned, is super aligned to what my purpose and my call and my mission is too. But you have been telling us about clarity. You told us about intuition, about purpose. And I know that right now, in this specific moment, there are tons of people that they are lost. They don't know what to do. They have a lot of certificates, diplomas. They have done a lot of studies, but they are not filled. They feel there is somebody else, that there is something else that they need to do, and they don't know yet. So let's suppose that most of those people, they already listen to this part of the interview and they're going to start doing this exercise. But my next question is specifically this: when you are talking and consciously co-creating it with God.
Yes.
What does it mean? How could I just digest that?
Yeah, that's really it. That's quite a mouthful there for sure. And so let me do my best here to illustrate that so really you can apply it to your own life and as something very practical that you can actually do and you're aware that you're doing it. So this conscious co-creation with God means, and it's very similar to what we were talking about. That is, you know, you feel this impulse, this urge, and it usually isn't something that just barely happened. Oftentimes there's like this little nagging feeling. So what I feel is when we start, our emotions tell us something. They're informing us of something. It doesn't mean that you have to feel good 24/7. In fact, our not so good feelings, the feelings of like, oh, I feel so stuck and I don't feel good, I don't feel fulfilled, that is there for a reason. It's telling you something. Your higher self is saying you're not looking at what you're here to do to the degree that I need you to. I need you to really be conscious of what it is you're here to do and how it is you're here to serve. And you're not meeting that yet. And no, it doesn't mean that you've done anything wrong. It just means that when you start to feel that, it's almost like your higher self is saying, you're ready. You don't know you're ready, but you're ready. So I'm going to make you start feeling uncomfortable where you are and where you have been so that you want to figure out why you feel this way, why you don't feel good, what is causing that. And it's like your body, your mind, your soul is giving you this emotion because something needs to be addressed. Something needs to be looked at more deeply. And how do you do that? How do you do that? So you start with knowing that, you know, there's something that's off, that doesn't feel good, that feels stuck. You feel like, oh, gosh, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. Or, you know, I'm in this situation and it doesn't feel like it fits me. It's not really me, but what is me? What fits me? What am I supposed to do? So that is, again, connecting with divine. This is how we co-create, not just create ourselves. We can make ourselves do things. We often do that anyway. We can make ourselves find someone and marry them, make them marry us. And you know, we can make the job work. We can make lots of money. You can make that happen. That is possible. You are a capable being and we're very powerful. We can make a lot of things happen. But what I would like to say is there is an easier way. And it's a lot more rewarding, and it's a lot more productive, and it's a lot more successful. That way is co-creating, not just making things happen of your own volition, of your own will, but co-creating this with divine. How do you do that? Again, it's about connecting. It's about asking. It's about wanting to be led as opposed to making it happen through your own will. Because the will of divine, as you follow that will, it really is actually like coming home to your true self, to your highest essence, to what you were actually created to do and to live into to begin with. And it isn't some like you just being a robot and listening to God and that's it. And it, you know, like, okay, God, you just tell me and I'll do this. It's like you're listening to these promptings and you're active, you're doing these things, you're participating, that when you start taking those baby steps of clarity, start writing down the things that you like to do, the things you want to do, and start going out and doing them. Even if it's as simple as going out for a hike. Because when you're asking for guidance, guidance is going to come. And sometimes guidance says, go for a walk, just to get you out of your head. And then I can come in, and I can start talking to you. I can start giving you inspired thought. I can start giving you inspired visions. I can start giving you multi-million dollar ideas that just poof, popped into your head. For instance, I'll give you an example. You know, here's one thing I'll say as a gift to you and your listeners. Go to my website. I created two meditations that you can download. And why I created these is it puts you in the mindset of receiving. What puts you in the mindset of receiving? Gratitude. What puts you in the mind of receiving? Thankfulness, that's gratitude. And connecting with divine. These two meditations, there's a morning one and there's an evening one. You'll start your day with connecting with divine. You won't be able to help it. The meditation will be there and it'll guide you through that. And the evening one will connect you with divine. So I was meditating and praying, but I wanted something that really, really did it. And so I created that. So that's there to go on my website and download for your listeners, and you can do that as well. So I was doing that. I was listening to my own meditations. And so that morning I listened to my meditation, and then when I was done, I started to hear something. I heard words to, I don't know what, I just heard words. So I grabbed key. What you said was brilliant. And this is really, really, really important for your listeners to hear. You wrote it down when you heard it. And that is the key right there. Because I tell you what, it will go away. And it's like whispers from heaven, and the wind will just carry it right away. And you will not be able to hear it again. Not in the same way. Catch it while you can. It's really important to capture it. So I did that. I grabbed pencil and paper. I had it next to me as a really, really wonderful way to wake up or go to bed. Have paper and pen or pencil near you so you can just grab it when those things come in, particularly after you're praying or meditating in an inspired way, because this is how it works. I grabbed it. I started writing furiously what I wrote, what I heard, and I heard more, and then I heard more. And I was writing all of this down. It was pages of stuff. Guess what? It was a children's book and a song, and I literally wrote it within a matter of, I don't know, half an hour. It was done.
Wow.
And I've tweaked it, and I've done this. And the same thing happened to me when I was in Kauai, but I didn't realize it was going to all be connected. So a few months ago, I was in Kauai, and it was really, really rainy, and we were kind of stuck in our little condo that we rented, and we were kind of bummed out. And I was cooking breakfast for my kids and I, and I'm like, shoot, what are we going to do today? It's just pouring right now. And I started humming. I heard this little melody. And again, this was a gift from heaven. This was a gift from divine. This is intuition. And instead of just humming it and letting it pass and forgetting the melody, I grabbed my phone and I hummed it into my voice message. And so I hummed it in there, and the more of the melody started coming, so I hummed it again in there and recorded it again. And I was doing this over and over again. Then I started hearing lyrics. So I recorded the lyrics down. Months later, after doing the meditation, I get what I was just talking about, this children's book. The lyrics that completed the song were also the words that I wrote in the children's book. They merged. These two hits of gift that were given to me, they merged and became two separate but related works of art. There, one is a song and one is a children's book, and they're going to be the children's book I'm now creating and finishing, and the song will be doing the same. So this is how it works. This is how we co-create. Now, if I were to say, I'm going to make myself write a song, And I'm going to make myself write a children's book, and I'm going to do this. And okay, great. You know, this is great. You know, I love being a productive human being. I think that's wonderful. When you do it though, out of guidance, it's like breathing. It just comes out of you. It's kind of like you get out of the way and guidance, muse, however you want to say it, comes right through you, and it does it for you in so many ways. It's just a flow, and it's more brilliant and creative than you could ever be on your own. That's it in a nutshell. That's how it works.
Yes, and thank you so much for being so clear and also for reminding us how important those little actions are. Sometimes in these kind of topics about spirituality and divinity and energy, we think everything is so complicated. We think we're not able to do it because who I am to do this? I'm not a witch. I'm not a healer. I don't work with energy. I don't do Reiki. But it's more than that. It's just a matter of simple actions taken in consciousness. And I think that's the key. So before we just go and leave, unfortunately, and finish this topic, Jennifer, share with us two steps or two tips for anyone to start this process of finding their life purpose.
Yes. So number one, ask. Ask divine, ask God. You can do this through meditation. You can do this through prayer, but ask. Ask to be guided. Ask for what your mission here in life is. Ask how you can serve. What are you here for? Ask. And then two would be when you start getting promptings out of that asking, because you will, write them down, follow through. And if it's not something you can write down, it's like, oh, I heard I need to turn here, or I heard I need to do this. Do it right there in the moment. Don't hesitate. Do it right now. So just those two things, I promise you, just doing those two things. You have to be obedient to it, though. You have to do the work. Ask, and then listen and follow through on the promptings immediately. And write down what you get, if you can. Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. I do believe this is a game changer. You just do not believe, just do it. Verify. So, Jennifer, please, let's remind listeners where they can go to find out more about you.
Yes, go to my website at listen2guidance.com. That's listen2guidance.com. You can find the meditations to download as well. And that is just a great jumpstart to you doing this process.
Thank you, Jennifer, for sharing your healing superpower with us. And your book, remember, go get it. Go get the book and start this path of being one with the divinity you are. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Angela Maria. My pleasure.
And thank you, all of you, for joining us today. I am Angela Maria, Conscious Creation. Change actions, shift energy to leave heaven down here on earth. I will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today.